It all started with a question. Why does someone want to hit and get hit? And why do nice guys with desk jobs want to know that thrill? Well, here's one reason. The British love boxing. Anthony Joshua, he's our new hero. We went mad for McGregor Mayweather, and now even footballers think they can fight.
David A, you want some? I'm here, mate, I'm here. Working.
And something I really don't get. More people than ever are watching UFC. Why? I think inside their heads, men in particular want to be these guys. Ordinary guys want to fight. They think they can fight. There's only one problem. They don't know what they're doing. Many of them sit in front of computers all day in lives filled with office work.
I'm the finance guy.
I'm a pharmacist.
I teach, like, you know, graphic design and photography and all that type of stuff.
So where do you go if you want to know the feeling of hitting another person and the risk, maybe even the secret thrill, of getting hit yourself?
You know what it's like being punched in the face, so...
Enter the world of White Collar Fighter.
Yeah! That's a fight! Look at that!
Where normal guys, and even some girls, get to have that rush, to take that risk, to know what it feels like to throw a hook and a jab and to land one on someone else's jaw, and to push themselves to places they never thought they'd go.
Sometimes you think to yourself, are they here to fight? Are they here to hurt someone? What is their agenda?
I'm Kieran Tracy from 5Live, and here's the thing, I got obsessed by this. The need, the drive for office Joes to want to put themselves in a ring. So I went into the world of white-collar fighting to try and understand who does it and why they really want to know what it feels like. So in the last episode, we got an insight into what it's like to arrive in this scene, how safe guys with cushy day jobs react as people who've never fought in a ring before. Quick recap, it's a lot harder than they thought. There was that moment when these guys, who are winners in their daydreams, when they walk in and see who else is waiting for them, the apprehension of who they'll be up against on fight night, and we heard the first time that they take a punch. Quick recap on that, it's scary.
I was properly nervous. Good grammar, that. I was really nervous for that last week after seeing some of the bigger guys, and I have to admit, the morning and night before today, when I knew I was getting in, I was thinking, I feel a bit ill.
So let's dive back in. It's 4 weeks in now, and each of these would-be fighters is on a ticking clock until their fight. They've now been training hard, getting used to the feeling of fighting. But tonight is one of the biggest nights in this whole experience. It's called Split Night. It's the moment where each of these guys finds out the one thing they've been dying to know.
The contenders find out who they fight and what team they're in. Up till now, they've been one big group. All that changes tonight. The next time they see each other will be across the ring in a month from now.
That's Ian Gurler. He runs White Collar Fighter. He's the boss. So as he brings this large group together, tells them to shut up and sit on the mats, you can feel the expectation in the air as the fighting pairs are read out.
Do you know who you're going to get? What are you thinking?
Not got a clue. Not got the foggiest. It'd be anyone, couldn't it, really?
I think I'm going to get Steve.
Does it all become a wee bit more real?
Real
tonight,
now, yeah.
See a lot of concentrated faces, to be honest. A lot of people nervously chatting, looking around, seeing who they could get.
A bit of nervousness, a bit of excitement.
One of these guys is playing it so cool, he's in sunglasses.
He's watched way too many press conferences.
Nathan Beckett.
The names start getting called. The eyebrows start to raise. The hollering begins. And for now, these fights are on. And this is when it does get a bit like one of those boxing press conferences and the weigh-ins that you see on the TV. Fighting pairs pose here for their bill photo, staring laser beams down the whites of each other's eyes. One guy I've been talking to, a guy called Nathan, tight, small, but fast. He says he's not going to be intimidated.
Show what you're going to do in your eyes. Look into the soul.
It's going to be like when you look into his eyeballs.
It's going to be a new experience, but I don't fear him. I'm going to try and look through him.
You don't think he's going to psych you out?
No, definitely not.
It's an old school sort of thing, isn't it? It's that, if, you know, it's like when they say, like, the eyes are the windows to the soul. Well, it's true as a fighter. And you're fighting someone, you know that you're going to get the ring of them. There's no hiding from that. No one's going to help you. It's just you and that other guy. You're showing by looking in the eyes that you don't intimidate me. You know, I'm ready for you and I'm going to come out fighting.
And let me tell you, the more that they stare each other out, the more the intensity builds. They are taking it so seriously.
That's a fight! Look at that! That's a fight, that! Yes! Come on! Look at that! That's a fight, that!
Chins jutting, muscles twitching, even a little pushing that just can't be contained. It's amazing to watch the adrenaline.
I'm going to be honest with you, yeah, I'm ready for war.
You had your hands behind your back, you had your chin out, you were back straight. What were you trying to say to him with your eyeballs?
Trying to tell him I'm the man, innit? Feeling confident. I want to show him I'm confident. I'm not just some doormat I can walk all over.
So the names have been called out and they've stared deep into each other's eyes.
Well, Scott, you know who you're facing now.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I told you that to you guys before, on here. You got Steve. I said it before.
Yeah, Steve. First person I spoke to when I come here as well, he was.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, a wee bit of nerves there, a wee bit of nerves.
There's definitely no nerves in that fight. You are.
What's that?
He said, a wee bit of nerves. There's definitely no nerves in that fight.
Right, I need a prediction then. Round one, round two, round three.
Right, I'm going to give you the prediction, yeah? In the 30th second, wipe out.
Who's getting wiped out?
My teammate, Steve.
My teammate.
White collar fighter coach, Steve Finn.
It's a scary part of the programme because you know who you're fighting now. You know, and I guarantee these guys are looking at their opponents on Facebook every day. They're trying to find out, looking at him, is he in shape? Is he this? Is he that? They're trying to get any advantage, most of them. Because now, you know, it's like other people. Like, if you ever had a fight in school with the school bully, and like you've got to wait till 4 o'clock, well, these guys have got to wait a month for that now, you know. And it's pretty intense when you're waiting to have a fight, especially over a month or 2 months.
Now, I say everyone has been pitted against their opposite number, but actually, something's happened that I didn't expect. Remember the teacher we met in episode 1, Andrew Finlay, who told us his reason for wanting to be in all of this?
It's possibly one of the last opportunities I'll get to do something mad.
Well, Andrew hasn't gotten to stare down the eyeballs of his opponent because the guy isn't here. He's training elsewhere. And that puts Andrew in a really funny place. All the other guys have been able to get the measure of their enemy. But for his billing photo, Andrew's just had to stare down the barrel of the camera. And I wonder, does that make it all a bit harder for him?
I think I was a bit desensitised, really, because my opponent isn't here. So, you know, you're trying to psych yourself up and you haven't got a target.
It is intimidating. They may be white-collar, but some of these guys are seriously pumped for the fight. And now that they're matched, each fighter has his own boogeyman in his head.
People start getting a bit more nervous, adrenaline starts going a little bit more. You know, a little niggling injury that wouldn't have bothered them before starts giving them a bit of self-doubt in some cases. Oh no, can I do it? He's a bit big. When in reality, they're well matched, so weight-wise, size-wise, are very, very similar, and ability-wise, are very similar. But they start, the weaker people mentally start looking at some negatives, and it's our job to push them through that.
After the intensity of the split-up, I seek out another one of the guys who's seen this all before.
My name's Mike Dagley, and I'm one of the white-collar boxing coaches. A lot of these guys who haven't really been in fights in their life, you know, and they want to see, they have the courage for that, they have the bottle for it, you know. The guys who you think are quite geeky and quiet and timid, quite a shells, you know, in this. And you know, and they discovered that in the training. And you wouldn't put any money on him when you see him walk to the ring, you see him get in there, you know, they seem too polite. And look like they wouldn't harm anybody, you know. But then they discover that they've got that kind of courage and that aggression. Appearances mean nothing, do you know what I mean? And sometimes I think the people you see with the tattoos and the big muscles, they've got them because they're trying to hide something, do you know? Because they want to show to other people that, you know, that they're tough and they're rough. But really inside, you know, that they're probably not.
Leaving the split night, I found two of those nice, clean-looking kind of guys. Two mates who couldn't be more 9 to 5 if they tried. They're Naz and Mustafa, one of whom was really getting his chin into the other guy's face during that eyeballing earlier.
What does it feel like to look into someone's eyes? I mean, you were getting a bit spicy, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I mean, it's all about mind games and intimidating the opponent.
Yeah, Naz, you started it, mate.
He needs to be scared of you. You absolutely want to show him that. You want to dominate him. So just give him a bit of a feel of what's going to happen. And he just went up there for a normal pose. I'm not going to go there for a normal pose. I'm not there just to be friends with him. No, I'm going there because it's a boxing match. I'm absolutely going to go in and hopefully knock him out.
Okay, mate. We'll see about that.
They're quite the double act, but they are exactly the kind of guys I came here looking for.
He's always been a stresshead, so.
I work in the financial division of the cooperative in town, so I'm the finance guy.
I'm a pharmacist.
You're more white coat fighter than white collar fighter.
I like that. White coat fighter. We'll take,
do your colleagues, you know, have you told them about it? What do they think about it?
Yeah, I've told them. You see, in pharmacy, you work mostly with women. It has its bonuses, but it can also have downsides. But yeah, most of them are just quite worried for my health more than anything else. But no, I've told them there's nothing to worry about. It's all going to be fine.
I think our parents are the ones that are worried. Our mothers are worried most. Yeah. I mean, the first thing, my mom keeps telling me week in, week out. And don't break your nose. Don't break your nose. I mean, your nose...
That's funny because I was at your house the other day and your dad said, I can't wait for you to get smashed.
My mom says, don't break your nose. Oh, yes, my dad wants to see me go down. My mom wants to see me survive it. So,
is there a bit of a thrill of just getting out of the daily tedium of our sedentary, kind of like white collar, safe, middle class jobs and actually just getting a bit of sweat and hitting people and getting hit?
Yeah, of course, definitely. Of course. I mean, we both, this week, I think Mustafa had his first spar last week. I had my sparring this week. And
we both had the shit kicked out of us.
I don't think you can say that on radio.
But honestly, we
enjoyed it. We actually enjoyed it. We went in, we didn't know what to expect. We actually thought we're going to go in and we're going to absolutely hammer the opponent. But, I mean, in my case, I was pinned down against someone else who I wasn't matched with. But I was absolutely battered in the first round.
You don't until you step in the ring, you don't know what's coming. You can watch it a million times, over and over, see every replay from every angle, but until you actually set foot in the ring for yourself, you don't know what that feels like.
All of this made me think again of Andrew. Naz and Mustafa, they were fun, so outgoing, so full of swagger, but Andrew's not really like that. Seems to me he's pushing himself for a different reason. Pushing beyond his classroom. And what was really cool was that he actually let me see his workaday life.
So this is the college, this is the main atrium area, which is like the posh word for the dinner hall. As you can see, well, it's full of students eating dinner, you know, the town centre's there. So, they all go
so Andy invited me down to his day job, seeing him work as a teacher at Tameside College in Ashton-under-Lyne on the outskirts of Manchester.
Homemade, and we've also got cheese and bacon quiche.
Nice. Right.
Hang on, you're not allowed any of those, are you?
No, well, sorry, yeah. What help?
Right away, one of the dinner ladies tells me she thinks of Andy as like another son.
We don't want him to get hurt, but we want him to do the full round. The other week, you got bopped on the nose, didn't you? And it weren't very nice to hear.
I don't know, we were saying about going down, weren't we? To support him, yeah. Yeah, he's for a good cause, isn't it, after all? I mean, he's very brave. Very brave.
The students are mostly like between 16 and 19 years old. You see, they're all pretty cool, they're all pretty hip.
and then I'm invited into the place that I never ever saw as a kid, the Holy of Holies, the staff room, where I meet another of the teachers, Andrew's colleague, James.
There were two certain units who always does work. Me banging my head against a brick wall with some students, so sometimes I will go, Andy, were you just doing Andy special on the student floor?
We work well as a team, you see. Like, I'm bad cop a lot of the times.
But sometimes we have to clarify who is bad cop, because we don't want to go in there bad cop and even badder cop.
Yeah.
That doesn't work when they've got two bad cops.
As teachers, James and Andy have a warm relationship. They know each other well now. But James was still surprised when Andy announced that he was up for this, that he was going to get himself into a boxing ring.
I was a bit surprised at first, because you've seen his wrist.
Wait, check my ankles out. Look at them. They are girls' ankles.
But what's driving him to get in a ring and be punched in the face? What weight division is he going to be as well? That'd be interesting, because I know I'd be a super heavyweight.
Now, what's driving him? That's one of the things I really wanted to find out. And it's during this staff room chat that Andy really opens up about it. For real.
Just got a baby, got a new baby daughter, bought a house, all that type of stuff. I'm 35, and you know, you think, I put a bit of weight on, I got quite fat, and I just thought, this is me accepting, you know, late 30s, 40s, 50s, I'm gonna be, you know, obviously responsible for my family and
comfortable.
All that, but I'm gonna become the fat middle class boring dad. I may as well just go and buy a next fleece, do you know what I mean? Something like that. And
Volvo.
And to be honest, the more I thought about it, I was cultivating it in my mind, and it scares me to death. And I just had a good look at myself and I thought, do you know what? I'm a boring middle class male getting fatter, you know, who would essentially you know, start settling for, you know, boring trainers and fleeces and chinos and all those things that terrify me.
Anyone can come. See if someone wants to come in. Let them come in and join in. Totally fine.
Is
this another of your colleagues here?
It is, yes.
How are you doing? What's your name?
Angela Pearson.
Angela, what are you doing at school?
I'm a film and media teacher.
Okay.
And also run the... I think he's a little crazy, as he knows. He knows my opinion, no, on boxing. Because I am a little... Any sport, I will watch anything. You can ask Andy. I will watch anything. But boxing, I do struggle to watch.
Bearing in mind, Angela has just come in the door. She hasn't heard about how Andy's explained this need to fight. So you can imagine our faces when she drops this one.
I actually teach Fight Club, the film, to my A2 film study students. And it is about white-collar workers, men, who get together to fight, who find pleasure in pain, trying to find an alternative to a consumer lifestyle, trying to tackle a crisis in masculinity by getting primitive and fighting.
Filling a hole, which,
and filling a hole,
like,
which IKEA
lives,
and other companies is what Fight Club says. A combating against this feminisation of man through consumerism. When you look at it a little bit...
I must say at this point that she is really into Fight Club.
To carry on and go through it, it's just a love story. He really does love this character, Marla Singer, Jack. He hasn't got a name. Jack/Tyler, sorry, spoiler. He's trying to get the woman, but he's fighting that last bit.
I mean, really into Fight Club.
So you're now seeing this acted out in real time.
What's that, sorry?
You're seeing this acted out in
real time.
Yeah,
maybe a little
bit. We've not
bit.
Quite got
he's
to
not
the
kid
Tyler
now,
Durden,
he's not
the,
yeah.
Tyler Durden physique,
pit,
yeah.
I have seen him talk that, himself a couple of times, though. Yeah, there has been some strange, and I thought, ooh.
But do you think it is a man's challenge in this world to want to bust out of a white collar? I mean,
the challenge is more maybe to beat up another man, though, isn't it? As well, rather than bust out and find a distraction, it's not a soft top car and it's not, you know, a new suit or something. This time it's to essentially beat up another bloke.
Andy's been taking all of this in a little quizzically.
I think the best example I can give you at the minute is I've got a new sofa being delivered today from DFS and I'm excited about it. Now,
enough of the philosophy.
Myself,
talk, you know, turns back to the fight and the man that Andy's up against.
On split night, I found out the name of the person I'm fighting.
You Facebook them?
Tried to, yeah. they don't have a Facebook. I've not had a post or anything like that, so I don't know who I'm fighting. When I was looking down a lens, I was...
You were probably wondering what camera it was.
All right.
What Canon, what you got there, mate?
when I was looking down a lens, I felt a bit awkward, really. I don't like having my photo taken, and I know it sounds a bit daft, but, you know, I'm not an aggressive soul by nature, and I wasn't stood there thinking, I'm coming for you with a thunder and all this type of stuff. I'm thinking, right, I'll take my photo, you know, get my photo done and all that type of stuff. Just going along with it, really, and thinking, well, I'm still a bit fat.
He'll be grand. He'll be good. He will. He'll be good, Andy, at it. He will. There is a worry, because, like I said, that boxing and just... can't watch it like I used to. I just see... maybe it's becoming a mum.
I enjoy boxing.
People
fighting. But sometimes, when you watch it, you think... yeah. It boils down to the fact that you've got... could have 80,000 people at the Josh fight wanting to see another bloke hurt and possibly kill another bloke.
And that difference in attitude toward putting yourself in the ring is the crux of this. That's what separates the world of white-collar work, commuting, email, meetings, from this world.
Come on! Yeah!
So in the next episode, the build-up is over. It's fight night.
People go, you know, wow, I didn't know he had that in him. What, Andy?
Time for Andy to get in the ring to prove himself in front of his partner.
You can say whatever you want.
I'm shitting myself for him.
And to test his own resolve against the man he hasn't yet seen.
Tell me who you're fighting tonight, Jimmy.
I'm fighting Andrew Finlay. I'm going in that ring. I'm going to go in there to put him down.
Please welcome Andrew Finlay.
So excuse me, I don't usually see his face like that unless he means business.
I'm Kieran Tracy, and this is White Collar Fighter for BBC Five Live.